SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Former President Donald Trump earlier today addressing the annual Conservative Political Action Conference with a speech saying the United States cannot take much more of Joe Biden.
With four more years of Biden, the hordes of illegal aliens stampeding across our borders will exceed 40 to 50 million people. Medicare, Social Security, health care, and public education will buckle and collapse.
In South Carolina today, Nikki Haley says she was proud to have her mother there voting for her, since her mother, who went to law school in India, was not allowed to advance her career there.
Because of the times, she was never able to sit on the bench. And so to be able to go and vote with her, to watch her daughter cast the ballot for her daughter for president of the United States, tells us everything we need to know about how blessed we are to be in this country.
Also at SRNNews.com, former State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortega says even if Donald Trump wins the White House, he will need an entirely new playbook on foreign policy after deterrence was eroded after 4 years of Biden.
So you've got to look at things like the Islamic Republic of Iran, and the reality is going just marching back into the maximum economic pressure campaign that we were on 4 years ago is not going to be easy. It may not be palatable.
And Ortega also says it will be an extremely daunting task of rebuilding U.S. respect overseas.
We're in a really, really tough position. Once you lose deterrence, having to try and restore it, not only in one theater, but in almost every theater around the world, you know, you've got Maduro in Venezuela, Cuba. Our border, our southern border, which is the most precarious national security problem.
Ortega's interviewed on the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom and parents' rights in Minnesota.
After demand letters from First Liberty Institute and True North Legal, the St. Louis Park Public Schools will allow children from six Muslim families to opt out of lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. The mother of one of the Muslim children says, quote, "We have a sacred obligation to teach the principles of our faith to our children without being undermined by the schools. Christians in the area are hoping they will be afforded the same freedom." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Donald Trump addressing transgenderism on the campaign trail. At a rally in South Carolina, Mr. Trump vowed to cut funding for any school that promotes transgender ideology, adding, "I can't believe that I have to say it, but I will keep men out of women's sports." GOP-controlled state legislatures have been battling that problem. This is SRN News. The Iditarod in a dogfight. Ron DeRockstra has more.
Claims of violence against women are roiling the world's most famous sled dog race. Two of the race's top mushers were disqualified this week, with one quickly reinstated just days later. 2023 Rookie of the Year Eddie Burke Jr. disqualified Monday on charges he choked his then-girlfriend in 2022, but the state of Alaska then dropped the charges, and he was reinstated on Friday. Meanwhile, 2022 champion Brent Sass was DQ'd without explanation. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
NTSB says a helicopter carrying the CEO of one of Nigeria's largest banks and five other people left a shallow crater and a trail of debris when it went down earlier this month in Southern California. That report details the path of the chopper on that rainy night and the wreckage, but does not address what may have caused the crash. More details at SRNNews.com.